Hello, this is Leisha Holmes of Key Recruitment, and I'm absolutely thrilled to welcome to our YouTube channel today a very good friend of mine, Kerri-Anne Hargreaves of H2 Consultancy. Hello, Kerri-Anne.
Hi, Leisha.
How are you?
Do you know what? I'm really good. Really good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, and it's really great of you to join us today. So obviously we've known each other, I think, for about a decade now, but for the benefit of those who aren't familiar with you yet, can you just give us a brief intro as to who you are and what your business does, please?
So I'm Kerri-Anne, as Leisha said, and it's H2 Consultancy. We are we're probably still a startup recruitment business. It's been just over a year now. We celebrated our 1 year anniversary as lockdown was announced.
Fabulous.
And we're niche, we are specialists. So there's just two recruiters at the moment. And I focus on finance. That's what I've done for 14 years. And Katie, my colleague, long esteemed colleague, is a technical recruiter. So we've got a real mix of skills.
Oh, that's wonderful. And you're based in Staffordshire?
Yeah, so we're based in Staffordshire. And historically, we would normally just support more Midlands-based clients. But hopefully UK-wide is on the map.
Fantastic. Great strategy by the sounds of it. So as we record this, we're still in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic. How has it affected your customer base, particularly in that local area? But, you know, maybe talk about other geographical areas, but also your key markets. What's the impact been so far?
Yeah, I think like most recruitment businesses, gosh, we lost like 90% of our order book as the government announced for businesses to close and work from home. But we, you know, we've been very fortunate that we have a real nice blend of businesses. So we've got businesses that are key worker industries. We work with pharma and biomed. So that's really supported us throughout COVID, throughout this last, 14 weeks now? Mm-hmm. And we also work with waste management and transport. So we've been very lucky mm-hmm. that we've developed partnerships with businesses across sectors. But don't get me wrong, some of our biggest and most effective clients are within retail and leisure, mm-hmm. and it pains me, you know, as to the difficulty that they've been through and are still going through, you know, as they open up, they're going to face huge challenges in the next 3 months. But what has been really positive is that our businesses have continued to recruit that have been able to. So we've carried on recruiting through lockdown, which has obviously had its challenges and definitely fewer roles. So we've focused on other things in the business. But, you know, locally, gosh, it's manufacturing here in Staffordshire. So it's been massively affected. But we're seeing signs and businesses are opening. Recruitment is coming back slowly. And don't get me wrong, it's been hard. And gosh, I'm sure it's going to be harder over the next 3 months. But we're ready and businesses are starting to bounce, which is lovely to see.
Good. And I think your positivity, your pragmatic positivity really shines through in all.
Thank you.
As a brand. And I think, you know, the reason that you and I have always stayed such close friends is that we share so many values. And one of the key ones is that human element. So with that in mind, what have you done to sort of, I guess, push that human approach to the, you know, your clients particularly? And why do you think that simple thing, that being human, is lacking in recruitment in terms of perception?
Wow, two huge questions, aren't they? What have we done? Do you know, I think there's an element of just going back to basics and talking to people, you know, just being human and actually having conversations and showing empathy and sympathy. You know, we talk to people every day that are sadly being made redundant. It's kind of like, you know, it's all that goodwill. It's passing on all the knowledge that you have and not be afraid to actually have a conversation and bring it back to being, you know, a person, an individual, a family. You know, I kind of feel like over this period, I've really got to know our customer base and their families so well.
Yeah.
And I've always been someone that's really tried to develop deep relationships. And I think that's the human element. It's a relationship. You know, it's, I think the difference perhaps with some recruiters is that maybe they come from a culture where, dare I say, they don't care. It's a job. Whereas recruitment isn't just a job to me. It's my life. It's something I truly believe in. I support businesses in their growth. I support candidates on their journey. You know, gosh, the first person I placed, she went on to marry her boss.
Oh, wow.
And have three children. That would never have happened if I hadn't have intervened, you know. It's about connecting people, isn't it? You know, whether I'm talking on LinkedIn and connecting someone just with tips and tricks on, you know, just giving CV guidance, because one of the biggest things that's come out, I think, of this situation is people have been made redundant after 10 years or 15 years in a business and they don't know how to write a CV. Right. Well, I read them every day. You know, I think as recruiters, we are a perfect person and industry to give advice, because we read them every day and we know what businesses want to see in them, and the layout and this whole two pages is rubbish. Absolutely. It's about giving real advice. Good. It's not just about ticking a box. It's about giving real advice, being honest, transparent. And if a candidate's expectations don't meet the market, because, you know, they do need to meet the market, or if the market doesn't meet the candidate, it's just about saying it.
Yeah, I agree with you. And it's not just a short-term gain, is it? It's seeing the bigger picture all the time, that it's not about your...
Oh, it is. Yeah, literally, you're right. And I think I probably learned some of those values from you, having known you for so long. You know, but not every person I talk to today, you know, I'm going to be able to support, but I know that something I do for them will help them in the long run. And that's what it's about.
Yeah, you know,
if I can play a small part in supporting them in finding a job or how to approach a video interview, because this is new for everybody, or even a business and how to actually manage a recruitment strategy, or where they might be going wrong with their branding, you know, or the way in which they're recruiting it, they might not be attracting the right talent because of the person that's doing the interviewing, for example, it's just not the right person in their business. And little things like that, I think it's, you know, as recruiters, if we do work closely enough with our business partners, we can educate and support. It's not a one-way street, and I'm not afraid to walk away if I find that a business is just wanting me to throw a CV at them. I don't have time for that. Have time for building a relationship.
Yeah, you do, and I think that longevity is clearly going to be the way forward for anyone that's going to succeed and thrive at the other side of this. It's going to be people that have got that relationship attitude, and that it's not about that sort of one win gain. It's about seeing how your touch point now could change someone's life, but they'll remember that. And it's, you know, that's about integrity.
Absolutely.
It's about always doing the right thing. Picking up there about, you know, one of the points you made was that people might come to you and talk about what your thoughts are on their brand. You are somewhat of an expert. I would say you've been such a massive influence on me when it comes to social media. In the short time that you worked at Key Recruitment in RectorX, which was a long time ago. It was a long time ago, but you genuinely steered me on an amazing path. And so I do consider you an expert. How do you think this balance of sort of marketer and recruiter sort of makes someone successful? If you look at what we have to do these days as recruiters, it's not just about being recruitment. So the experience that you've got, and, you know, what advice would you give to people that are looking to become that sort of hybrid blend of recruitment and using social media?
Yeah, I think, you know, every recruiter needs to have a social media presence. And I don't mean on, you know, it doesn't need to be on Instagram or Facebook. You know, the main place where a recruiter needs to be is on LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. And probably maybe on Twitter, you know, depend upon your market, really. You know, I think there is a place in all social media channels. But for me, I've learned over the last, you know, 12 months, 2 years, definitely that LinkedIn is the place for me. It's where all my customer base is, whether that's a candidate or a client. And it's about having a voice, having an opinion, and not being afraid to just talk to people, connect to people. You know, it's a social networking site, but it's a business networking site where people go to look for jobs and businesses go to look for talent. And we're there in the middle of trying to, you know, attach ourselves to the right pieces. And I think you've got to take a human approach. I know I keep saying it, but it's true. You know, you've got to be yourself. You've got to be authentic. And you can't be afraid to actually have an opinion on a situation, you know, especially if you feel so passionate about it, even if it is down to, receiving a CV from a candidate that's much older than me and has been advised by someone to write a CV of one page long because that's all he needs. What story does that tell? You know, and that's storytelling is part of everyone's journey. So whether you're a recruiter, need to build a brand. You know, I've been chatting to a CEO today and straight away he looked at my LinkedIn profile and he was looking at my background and looking at what I do and I say, and he said, you've got a great story to tell. I can see that you're trying to build rapport and build relationships, and I think that's what it's about. You know, be human, be authentic, and don't be afraid to speak up.
Yeah, I think that's for anyone that's watching this who is looking at a best practice of how to do that with authenticity. I'm not suggesting for a minute be Kerry Ann, but just be authentic to yourself, be true to your brand values and to what your mission is and what your audience is and who they are, but you know, do it with that storytelling ability. I think that's an absolutely brilliant thing. So as we sit at the sort of, you know, the edge of the second half of 2020, we've left the first half well behind last night. What are your plans for H2 Consultancy as we head into the second half of 2020?
So thankfully we're still moving forward with our plans that we had at the original start of the year, which was to take on a third person and bring a third person into our team, which is really exciting. And what I feel really passionate about in this industry is there are so many naughty recruiters out there, so many with bad habits, and there are. I'm one of my kind of like ethos in this is changing the perception of the recruitment industry. One client at a time, I'm determined. Mm-hmm. So by doing that, I need to train my own to a degree. So I want to bring in someone at the junior part of their career within recruitment and develop them, you know, get them really, really enthusiastic about the job and know how amazing this industry is and the value that we have in supporting a business and a candidate's journey, you know, yeah, someone's journey in their career.
We're changing lives, aren't we? That's what we're doing.
We are changing lives. It's really cheesy, but it's true. We are changing lives. So that's the next phase, but also we want to expand our reach in terms of a geographical approach. So COVID, coronavirus, lockdown has taught us and taught me as a business and given some confidence in our further reaching business partners that we can recruit across the country. Yep. It doesn't need to be so local. That is one of our USPs, is that we know the local area like the back of our hands, but we also know our sectors. Yep. And we know our sectors well. Amazing. So with the advancement in video tech, you know, we can meet our candidates online, you know, or hop in the car and pull up a service station, you know. It's nice. So we want to go UK wide, which is really exciting.
Right.
It's a big, you know, it's a big part of the next 6 months for us. Recruiting a new person and widening our reach from what we do as recruiters. So moving into other specialist areas and just adding value in other areas that our clients want us to, but we perhaps haven't stretched ourselves further enough. So we're going to do that.
Oh, it sounds absolutely incredible. So the links to your business will be attached to this YouTube video, and I will, as always, sit and admire and support and cheerlead you, because you are a wonderful, wonderful recruiter, Kerry Ann, and you are inspiring to so many. So thank you for taking the time to talk to us today. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Bye.